is force-fed to nobody. It's there. Take it or leave it.
Musically speaking, Danny was inspired by the likes of Iron Maiden's Bruce Dickinson and Venom's Kronos to think seriously about becoming a heavy metal vocalist. However, his first band were more punk than anything resembling hard rock. They were called the Lemon Grove Kids, after a film by cult movie director Russ Meyer. Leaving school with two A-levels, English and art, Danny had intended to pursue a course in journalism, but fate decreed that another road lay ahead for the wayward adolescent. Though Danny had a dream of being in a rock band, his head was also anchored to the real world of work. That's why he got the qualifications he needed to attend a further education course. When he eventually started up Cradle of Filth, a name he created by chance whilst doodling one day on his school exercise book, he never lost sight of the fact that the chances of making it big were going to be very slim. So it came to pass that the British black metal band was formed in the summer of 1991. The brainchild of our 18-year-old goth and horror fan, it originally comprised himself on vocals under his new moniker, Danny Filth, guitarist Paul Ryan, bassist John Richard, and drummer Darren White. Right from their inception, it was quite obvious that there was something uniquely different about their approach to the darker side of metal. Before the release of their critically acclaimed debut album in 1994, Cradle of Filth released many home demos, which are now very scarce, and are prized collector's items for any self-respecting Filth fan. In 1993, a year after recording their first demo dubbed Invoking the Unclean, the group recruited guitarist Robin Graves. Graves' initial tenure didn't last long, since he temporarily quit the ranks after recording a second demo with the group, Orgiastic Pleasures. However, when bassist John Richard exited the band a short time later to go to university and then form his own Cradle of Filth clone band, Hecate Enthroned, Graves stepped back into the formative lineup to assume bass duties. This opened the door for two brand new recruits, guitarist Paul Allender and keyboardist Ben Ryan. In December of 1993, Cradle of Filth took the UK metal world by storm when they unleashed their third demo, the cult and often bootlegged Total Fucking Darkness. Danny later described this piece of work as the only important demo the band ever recorded. The PR machine was on a roll as Cradle of Filth hunted for that elusive record deal. Describing themselves as supreme vampiric evil, they even kept a straight face while citing the influences of past literary rock icons such as Lord Byron, supernatural 19th century author Le Fanu, the philosopher Nietzsche, and Bram Dracula Stoker. The game was afoot. All of these demos were a lead-up to what many would consider the greatest ever black metal album release. These formative tapes showed a band gradually coming to grips with their now trademark gothic imagery and the vampire myth. Cradle of Filth aspired to writing full-blown operatic pieces drenched in blood and darkness, a goal they would achieve a little way down the line. The group, now with new drummer Nicholas Barker in the lineup, had obviously done their homework. Their endeavours resulted in them getting signed to the cacophonous record label at the tail end of 1993.